Well, I guess when I got serious was probably 03. I'd been doing it, dabbling in it for 5 years, and I was still teaching. And then I had a bit of success in the States, and I thought it was a good time to try to go full tilt, and that's what I did.
In the States, like, what do you mean? You just, your buddies were like, hey, man, you got some good stuff?
No, I went down to, I won this big international comedy competition. That I was the first Canadian to win it. It had been going on for 27 years at the time. It's still going on. And like everybody had, Dana Carvey and Ellen DeGeneres and Louis C.K., Dane Cook, everybody had done this. It was a well-known competition. So I won it. I was the first Canadian to win it. And you know, everybody went in their younger years, right? Like, and then, you know, a lot of those people became big stars. So once I won that, it was like, I kind of had that moment like, wow, maybe I should pursue this more. And that's when I did.
And a lot of your material comes from your experience as a teacher. What else did you do before you took that career path as becoming a teacher? What other kind of little jobs did you have?
I actually ran a pretty successful hockey school. Started working for this guy named Brett Callaghan, who he played on the famous GMC line when he started the NHL. And he started this hockey school, and I was working at it as an instructor. I played a bit of university hockey, and you know, and then it just led, one thing led to another, and I ended up taking the school over. I bought it off them, bought the name, bought the rights, and I turned it into a much bigger operation. So that was supplementing my teaching well, because I was running this business, you know, and I was in Michigan. I was in, you know, all over Ontario and all over the place, running like, you know, 4, 5, 6 camps at a time, and it grew quite a bit. I was really pursuing that career of being a hockey coach, and tried stand up and took a left turn. And I'm glad I did, because hockey coaches are hard to be fired, as they say. So it, but hockey was, I was writing articles for hockey magazines, and I ran an elite camp here in Toronto. And, you know, there's probably 20 guys in the NHL right now that came to it. So I was very embedded in the minor hockey world when I, before I started stand up.